When Q arose on October 28, 2017, little did we know that a new era had started. Something big, something massive started unfolding before our very eyes, but most people remained completely in the dark. Through the Q drops, hints, clues, and questions were planted like seeds, waiting for humanity to be picked up, researched, and unraveled. Bit by bit, we, the people, woke up. Using other means than the mainstream media, the QAnon started communicating with each other through Facebook, Twitter, and other social media. The same social media that was set up by the cabal to monitor the people 24/7 were now used to find each other and to spread news and findings. There was no stopping us anymore. People in France went out into the streets in yellow vests, showing President Macron that they no longer complied. What started off with small groups evolved into mass protests. For over a year now, tens of thousands of people have been gathering every Saturday. Not just in France, but in Spain, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, Bulgaria, Turkey, Poland, Hungary, Taiwan, Australia, Iraq, Israel. The mainstream media tried to make people believe it was just a fading phenomenon, but the people saw through their lies. George Soros then intervened in his own special way. He paid his people to mingle with the yellow vests and start riots. The ever successful way to discredit a group of protesters with peaceful intentions made them look like vandals and aggressors. Soros's rats attacked the police. But this strategy didn't work either. His rats were not very smart. They forgot to put on yellow vests, and in the heat of the fight, they shouted, "Paris! Paris! Antifa!" Then they forgot who they were supposed to attack, so they went for the yellow vests as well. Macron got scared. He told the French police to strike down the protests with all means necessary. But the police officers took off their helmets in solidarity with the yellow vests. What else could the cabal do? Use extreme violence. Army forces were deployed. Snipers were put on rooftops to shoot at the yellow vests if necessary. Thousands of people got injured. People died. France is in the middle of a civil war, but the mainstream media remains silent. 23 yellow vests have died for believing in a better world. South America too shows massive protests, where people demand their corrupt governments to step down. The world is experiencing the biggest revolution ever. The worst nightmare of the cabal has come true. The people have woken up. And contrary to other revolutions that humanity went through in the past, this revolution is one of knowledge, understanding of how things are run by the elite, and the willingness to work together to create a better world. A revolution of the people can only work when there is help at the top. That help was never there in the past, but now there is. That is what makes this revolution different. We have an ally at the top, an ally that we refer to as Q. Q is a group of people, not an individual. The intel Q provides is top level. I believe Q comprises of Donald J. Trump and some of his most loyal army generals. Without the help of the army top, the plan that is unfolding would never stand a chance. But there's more to Q than meets the eye. I am convinced there are some secret components that will be revealed soon. President Trump and the entire Q team are working out a plan that has been in the making for the past 20 years. A plan so all-encompassing, it took this long to calculate every step, every move to perfection. every possible outcome of each and every step was thoroughly mapped out, leading to the next optimal move. We're talking probability calculation at the highest level. How do we know? Because Q made predictions of events that we, the people, could never have foreseen. President Trump gave clues in his speeches that pointed to events that were about to unfold, but most people didn't even notice them. The mainstream media made fun of them, but the QAnons recognized them and realized just how brilliant Q really was. Let me give you a few examples. In the middle of a press conference in November 2017, Trump stopped a few times to take a sip of water from a small plastic bottle. It seemed weird, completely overdone. He repeated this a month later in the middle of a talk about national security. He held the glass with two hands like a child. The mainstream media went hysterical, claiming the president was either retarded or suffering from some degenerative disease. The Anons, however, knew immediately that he was pointing out something. The water bottle contained Fiji water. Fiji water is bottled on the Isle of Wakanda. In 1973, Wakanda was bought by a Canadian businessman, David Gilmore. In 1996, he founded Fiji Waters. In 2016, Claire Bronfman, heiress to the multi-billion dollar Seagram liquor fortune, bought 80% of Wakanda from Gilmore and financed the setup of Nexium on the island. Exactly, the sex cult run by Keith Raniere, who branded his initial into the women that he kept on the island as sex slaves, who were lured in by sweet face Alison Mack, the Smallville actress. The ball started rolling, arrests were made, and in April 2019, Raniere was found guilty on all charges, including racketeering and sex trafficking. Some of his victims were minors. Claire Bronfman and her sister Sarah pleaded guilty on all charges, as did Alison Mack. More incriminating things will come to the surface soon. Nexium donated a large amount of money to the Clinton Foundation. Claire Bronfman was CEO of a company called Bronfman Rothschild, as was Evelyn Rothschild and his wife Lynn. Remember them from the previous episodes? Isn't it fascinating how the same key players keep popping up? There's one more disturbing thing about this case, which involves the Dalai Lama. In May 2009, the Bronfman sisters organized an event with the Dalai Lama in Albany. There was a lot of criticism towards the Dalai Lama. How could he connect his good name with a sex cult? But he decided to go anyway. 10 days after the event, the Dalai Lama Trust was founded. According to its tax filings, the trust received $2.2 million in donations in its first year. Was the Dalai Lama bought to connect himself to Nexium? According to an Inside Nexium member, this was indeed the case. The Dalai Lama's office and the Bronfman sisters denied the allegation. Now that this has come out into the open, it would be nice if the Dalai Lama would at least explain why he went along with a sex cult or apologize. But instead, he blames Trump on unethical behavior. Now, why was the Fiji case so important? Nexium will soon turn out to be just a small fish compared to what's coming. Think crimes against children, sex trafficking, and satanic child sacrifice. Think big names like the Clintons, the Obamas, and the Podestas. What Trump did was he started off with a case important enough to be presented to the people, but small enough not to completely shock them. He chose Nexium to let the public get used to the major offenses that are about to be revealed. This is what we call red-pilling the people, a term coined in the movie The Matrix. Do you want the blue pill or the red pill? If you choose the red pill, you will be shown the truth and there's no way back. Here's another example of Trump's brilliant strategy. In June 2017, Melania boarded the presidential plane on her way to visit a youth detention center with Mexican migrant children who had been separated from their parents. She wore a coat with the text, "I really don't care, do you?" It was a strange choice, for the coat wasn't fashionable at all, and the text was quite provocative, to say the least. Once again, the mainstream media went into a frenzy, but the QAnons knew the Trumps were giving yet another clue. The coat turned out to be a Zara product. An investigation made clear that Zara made use of slave labor. As a result, Amancio Ortega, founder and CEO of Zara, resigned 6 months after Melania's action. Yet another clue that was being given by Melania was the fact that these children were not separated from their parents, but saved from child traffickers. More than 8,500 CEOs resigned over the last 2 years, many for unclear reasons, just like Hugh had predicted. Was Trump indeed draining the swamp like he had promised? One of Q's crumbs that was repeated several times was, "We have the server." It quite clearly referred to Hillary Clinton's server, the one she tried so hard to destroy before it would be used against her in a court of law. But how did the Q team lay their hands on it? The clue was given in Helsinki, Finland, when Trump met Vladimir Putin on July 16, 2018. Trump openly asked the audience, "Where is the server? Where are the servers? They are missing. Where are they? What happened to Hillary's emails? 33,000 emails. They're gone. Just gone. I think it's a disgrace." Remember the scene with the soccer ball? Putin handed Trump the ball and said, "The ball is now in your court." Trump took the ball and said, "This will go to my son, Barron." He then threw the ball to Melania. What was so special about the ball? Why the big smiles and the twinkling in their eyes? What was going on here? And why did Melania post a tweet with this picture later that year? Many QAnons agree on the theory that the content of the servers was inside that soccer ball, containing enough incriminating evidence to put a lot of people in Washington, D.C. behind bars for life. Try evidence for the Uranium One scandal, where Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, and with knowledge and approval of President Obama, gave Russia control of 20% of America's uranium by approving the Rosatom deal. The Russian company Rosatom had bought the Canadian company Uranium One in 2010, 3 years after the latter had purchased Eurasia, owned by Frank Giustra, our friend with a pedophile logo from part 4, remember? Giustra had officially stepped down after the purchase, so why did he donate $145 million to the Clinton Foundation right after the Rosatom deal was signed? Why on earth was he too embraced by the Dalai Lama? Why the hell did he get the Dalai Lama Humanitarian Award when he is involved up to his ears in child trafficking? Why did Bill Clinton receive $500,000 for a talk in Moscow right after the Rosatom deal was announced? Do you know what we're looking at here? Bribery, corruption, pay-to-play, money laundering, and high treason. This was the real Russian collusion. Oh, by the way, why did Trump say this soccer ball was going to his son Barron? According to insiders, Barron is extremely intelligent with an IQ of 146. He is said to be incredible with computers, especially when it comes to hacking, cracking codes, passwords, etc. Bearing this in mind, I so understand the facial expressions that one fine day in Helsinki. Soon, very soon, there will be arrests. Mass arrests. Everything has been laid out. 20 years of preparations. The CIA, FBI, DOJ, NSA, every three-letter agency has been cleared of deep state actors. How can you make arrests when the agencies are corrupted? You cannot. That's why Comey, McCabe, Brennan, and other key players had to go. That's why some of them suddenly stepped down while others were fired. The stage has been set. The world will be in for a major shock. How on earth are people going to respond when it becomes clear that Obama, Pelosi, Schumer, Feinstein, Strzok, Page, the Clintons, that they all tried everything they could possibly think of to impeach the President of the US? We will soon see that it went much further than just spying. It went as far as organized murder attempts. The cabal, the deep state, tried to assassinate the President of the United States on multiple occasions. They tried to force Trump to go to war with North Korea, but after annihilating the cabal strongholds there, he brought peace. They now try to force him to go to war with Iran, but I can assure you he will do the exact same thing. Annihilate the cabal strongholds first, and then bring peace. Q said it would happen this way. First Korea, then Iran, Israel last. Then there is Obama's high treason. Everything you were told about him by the mainstream media will soon turn out to be false, falsified on purpose. Soon we will be presented with hard evidence concerning his birth certificate, his ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, the extremist party behind ISIS. Pictures such as these will start to surface. Obama and the Clintons integrated the Muslim Brotherhood in the American government at the highest level. Remember Huma Abedin, Hillary's right hand? Her parents were directly connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, as is her brother. Where do you think that leaves her? Remember John McCain? What was he doing in Iraq with the ISIS top four? Why did Trump say they caught the five most wanted ISIS leaders? Not four, five. Did you notice something weird about the flag on his coffin? It was wrinkled. Only traitors get wrinkled flags. It was a code. High treason, death penalty. Did you really believe he died of cancer? Do you still believe Osama bin Laden was the enemy? That he was responsible for 9/11? That he set up Al-Qaeda? He was a CIA agent before he became the enemy. His American name was Tim Osman. Osama Osman. Did you hear about Team 6, the Navy SEALs who killed him? They all died 3 months later when the helicopter crashed. No eyewitnesses who might once tell the tale of what really happened. We've been lied to on a scale we cannot fathom just yet. History books will have to be rewritten. America was sold to the highest bidder by Obama, the Clintons, and the Bushes. Do you realize the state of shock people are going to be in when the truth finally hits the surface? Do you understand why Guantanamo Bay has been fully upgraded and expanded? Do you have any idea how many sealed indictments there are waiting for the perfect moment to be unsealed so that arrests can be made? More than 100,000. Many will be prosecuted for treason, some for high treason. High treason means capital punishment, death penalty. There will be chaos and shock, but there will be guidance from totally unexpected mystery guests. This moment in time is one that will make history, one that is unprecedented in the history of mankind. Do you think I'm exaggerating? Find out in our final part, number 10.